DHS seizes 660 pounds of meth from commercial truck at border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized more than 660 pounds of methamphetamine worth nearly $6 million from a single truck at the U.S.-Mexico border, the agency shared exclusively with the Epoch Times on Friday. The drug bust came after an officer referred the commercial truck, which was hauling a shipment of powder coating, for further inspection at the World Trade Bridge in Laredo, Texas. This latest encounter came as the Trump administration made increasing amounts of illegal narcotic seizures across the country. The continued dedication of our frontline CBP officers to the border security mission and their utilization of our high-tech tools helped us zero in on this significant methamphetamine load, Laredo Port of Entry Director Alberto Flores said in an emailed statement. Seizures like these reflect the seriousness of the drug threat we face on a daily basis and our firm resolve to keep our streets safe. Only days before the methamphetamine seizure on February 13th, the agency took possession of $6.8 million worth of cocaine at the same Laredo Port of Entry. The amount, found in a tractor trailer with a shipment labeled as carrying fresh flowers, was enough for 190,000 lethal doses, according to a news release. In another encounter the same week at the Laredo entry, agents seized 36 pounds of cocaine worth $500,000 from a 1987 Kenworth tractor. The illegal narcotics were enough for 13,800 lethal doses, according to the agency. The current total amount of drugs seized for fiscal year 2026 is more than 195,000 pounds, according to the agency's data. The agency said that methamphetamine seizures increased by 35% in January when compared to the same month last year. Cocaine seizures increased 7%, while marijuana seizures rose by 76%. An agency spokesperson added that the agency's metrics on its website do not include drugs seized from joint operations, such as with the U.S. Coast Guard or local law enforcement at the border, when another agency may take possession of the drugs. In addition to what Border Patrol has seized, which is above and beyond what has been seized in years prior, there's also these additional activities that stop it before it even gets to the border, the spokesperson told the Epoch Times. Although the agency's assets are typically leveraged in these types of operations beyond the U.S. continental border, the drug amounts seized from them are not counted in the agency's data, the spokesperson said. Based on the data, CBP finished fiscal year 2025, including 4 months under President Joe Biden and 8 under President Donald Trump, at 583,000 pounds of total drugs seized. The agency seized 573,000 and 549,000 pounds for fiscal years 2024 and 2023, respectively. The agency accounts for all drug types, including cocaine, ecstasy, fentanyl, heroin, ketamine, cot, LSD, marijuana, methamphetamine, and other drugs. CBP also reports drug seizures from the southern border, northern border, coastal, and interior. When asked about where the bulk of CBP's drug seizures occur, the spokesperson said the U.S.-Mexico border has dramatically higher numbers than the northern U.S. border with Canada. Yet, the bulk of all seizures occur in the coastal and central environment, which involves air and sea modes of transportation, whether cargo or passenger.